Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If, in fact, he invades Ukraine, there will be severe consequences. Severe consequences. Economic consequences like none he's ever seen.
President Putin is a wolf. I think he thinks that President Biden is weak. And weakness invites the wolves.
I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own. And three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the President of the United States.
What does she do?
She's a professional crier.
What?
She's a professional crier.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you? What are you worried about?
I'm worried I just got fleeced.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Yesterday we talked about H-550. That's the bill setting up a national vaccine registry. Seems like not a good idea, given the proclivities of the federal government, especially in the hands of this current cabal. And so we wanted to talk to a Republican congressman about it. We couldn't get Andy Biggs, but we'll have a congressman from South Carolina, Ralph Norman, on at 4:30 at the bottom of the hour to discuss this. I wanted to mention before he comes on, just to talk about some of the authoritarian talk that's going around. As the virus becomes less severe and more people are vaccinated, they just want to clamp down more and more. It's really scary, and that's one reason why people, despite whatever. The 80 Republicans who voted for this vaccine registry say, it's nothing much. They said the Patriot Act was nothing much either. They'd only be wiretapping people, outside the U.S. They wouldn't be surveilling U.S. citizens unless they were involved in espionage, And the FBI wasn't going to go overseas to track down Republicans, which is what they were doing during the collusion hoax and the run up to it with Strzok went to London, and it's police state, Gestapo stuff. And now Fauci, as his popularity plummets and it becomes clearer and clearer that he's like the ultimate BS artist, not to mention that he's 80 years old and he should not be in a position of authority any longer. I'm not that I'm against anyone that's 80 years old, just unless they're Joe Biden next year or Fauci and Pelosi now. In that case, I am against 80-year-olds. But Fauci is just coming across more and more like some kind of tin-pot dictator. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the civil liberties of Americans. And this is really bad, the stuff he's saying. This is on CNN, which is, of course, just Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Jeff Zucker, Jeffrey Toobin. That's the kind of corrupt network it is. He's a corrupt guest being interviewed by corrupt hosts on behalf of corrupt management. But listen to this, what he says about people's civil liberties. Cut 14.
We really have to get people vaccinated. I mean, I understand, and we all understand, how people do not like to be told what to do. They want to make their own choice and their own free will. I get that, and I respect that. But these are unusual times. And you can't think only of yourself and your own personal opinion, but you've got to think about your communal responsibility.
It takes a village, in other words. These are unusual times. Every dictator in history has said these are unusual times. You know, I'm sorry that, you know, we have to put you in a camp. You know, but these are unusual times. So then we have the definition. You know, they say, well, you know, this vaccination program doesn't seem to be working all that well because a lot of people that get vaccinated are getting sick. And, you know, you have a huge majority of the adult population is vaccinated, and yet they're still getting sick. So, you know, so the answer isn't that we're going to rethink that maybe vaccines aren't working as well as they should. Maybe we need a new plan. No, the plan is to just crack down further. This is, again, Fauci on CNN, the corrupt news network. Cut 15.
Is it a matter now of when, not if, the definition of fully vaccinated changes?
You know, my own personal opinion, Kate, is what you said is correct. It's going to be a matter of when, not if.
So you thought you were fully vaccinated and nothing happened to you, so you were lucky? Well, that's not good enough. Sorry, you're going to have to go in and play Russian roulette again. Apparently, I mean, you got better odds, obviously, than if you played Russian roulette with one bullet in a six-chamber gun. But a certain number of people get sick, don't they? Do you want to take that chance for a disease that kills fewer than 1% of the people it strikes down?
Yeah, and Howie, as annoying as Fauci is, I really do go back to what Donald Trump said about the media being the enemy of the people, because this guy would have never gotten this far and been able to do as much damage if it wasn't for the media and all these people propping him up and asking him, when's the definition going to change? Can we gather for Christmas? Well, what's going on with this and that? Otherwise, this guy would be, you know, useless to everyone. Instead, he's out there all the time because they keep giving him the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump had said, you know, I know you want free will, but these are unusual times. Can you imagine the uproar? The ACLU, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, they would have been all over him for saying something like that. But Fauci says it, and he's science. He's science.
And this is like the third time he said things like this. One time he was meeting, or he was in some sort of interview with like a British scientist, and he said, you know, the problem with our countries is they have this obsession with this liberty thing. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of it. And then the other time, he admitted that he lied to the American public about what was required for herd immunity because he wasn't sure, you know, what we could handle or what he could tell us.
He also admitted lying about the masks. Remember that?
It's all about, like, he really thinks he's better than everybody, and he's the one deciding what we're going to do. It's absurd.
And I like it, too. Free will. I get that. Well, that's mighty good. Thank you for getting that.
Yeah, we're so glad you understand that concept. And by the way, if you're saying, oh, I understand why people want to make their own decisions and people like their independence and their free will, there comes a period after that. You don't get to say, but. There's not a but included. There's no, that's not how it works.
And the same people who are just nodding in acceptance of Fauci saying this are the same people who are up in arms about the Supreme Court maybe giving the states back the right to make the decisions on whether or not to legalize abortion. As Betsy McCoy put it today in the New York Post, the left wants liberty for pregnant women but tells the rest of us to pound salt. Exactly. A mayor, meaning de Blasio, who professes to defend bodily autonomy is doing the opposite, forcing everyone to take the shots regardless of personal qualms. This is the same de Blasio who warned at a recent pro-choice rally that you cannot have your government attempt to take away your right to control your body. It cannot happen in America. Well, it can, says Betsy McCoy. And it is. They're trying to do this. Let's play if this is Fauci, this may be part of the same quote, but again, you know, your individual liberties count for naught if I am the science, Fauci says that he thinks it's better that you take yet another shot. Cut 16.
No one likes to be mandating for people to do things that they might be hesitant to do.
Oh, you like to.
But quite frankly, you have to when you're in the middle of what we call a historic experience of the worst pandemic of a respiratory disease in the last 100 years, we have to put the communal responsibility ahead of individual preferences.
Is this really the worst thing that's happened in the last 100 years?
Can someone tell me what contract I signed that makes me, forces me to protect somebody else on the street?
Yeah. And I'd like him to know, we give up
our right to privacy. We give up our right to being photographed or recorded when we're out in public. You also should be giving up your right to you know, certain, I don't want to say right to health, but your expectance to not catch anything that anybody else has. No other sickness or disease in American history has been treated with this. If you have a cold, nobody's stopping you from going outside.
And this is far from the deadliest disease or virus or malady, whatever you want to call it, in history. Again, Betsy McCoy's column. In 1905, the court upheld Massachusetts' mandatory smallpox vaccine, but the 1905 ruling is irrelevant. In 1905, the smallpox vaccine had been in use for over a century, while the COVID vaccines are brand new and evolving. Back then, smallpox killed more than one-third of those affected, while the death rate from COVID is under 1%. Under 1%. Play one more cut here from the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And she's all excited about this because there's not going to be an end to it. And again, down in New Zealand, Australia, they've had practically nobody dead. But they've just used it as an excuse to set up police states. Jacinda Ardern is her name. Cut 21.
Mine. So long as there's people who are eligible who haven't been vaccinated, we've got work to do. You know, I don't think I'll ever be satisfied so long as there's someone who is eligible and hasn't been. And that's why I've said this. There's not going to be an endpoint to this vaccination program. Once we're rolling out boosters now, so we've got another wave of people that we need to make sure that we're protecting again. So those who were vaccinated 6 months ago, we really need them to come back, or we need to go to them.
There's not going to be an endpoint. You need to come in or we're going to go get you. That's what she said.
Joe Rogan posted something to his Instagram story yesterday. I retweeted it. It was so good. It was a cartoon. One woman wearing a mask, one not, and the one more wearing a mask said, I wear this because I want it to end. And the other woman said, because you're wearing it, because you're complying it, it's never going to end.
I agree. That's so right. You know, if Americans capitulate, how many times will they be forced to bare their arms and take whatever an ambitious politician requires? This is Betsy McCoy's final words. I am pro-vaccine and I've had three jabs, but it has to be voluntary. It has to be voluntary. Don't tell Fauci that or the Prime Minister of New Zealand. All right. Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Eden Pure for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, I love my Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It always takes away the cooking odors in a short time and gets my kitchen smelling fresh again. Usually some of the cooking smells linger until the next day, but not anymore. The kitchen air smells fresh and pure quickly. I need to buy more for other rooms. End of quote, as Joe Biden says. Well, this is your chance. Right now, you can get three units for less than $200 and save another $200. One for your basement, first floor and second floor, all in one purchase. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, workplace, or car. We have six at the studio and three more in our condo in Boston. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which, of course, saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 on their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. All orders will be shipped before Christmas. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Okay.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
This holiday season, I actually want to enjoy holiday dinners with my family without hours of prep and cleanup. Thankfully, HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my door. Get 14 free meals plus 3 gifts with code HOWIE14 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who has a more maniacal laugh? Kamala Harris? Or Hillary Clinton?
I know she's yesterday's news, but I'm still voting for Hillary Clinton.
59% say Hillary.
All right. 844-500-4242. Do we have a call there? Mary? Mary, go ahead. You're next with Howie Carr.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening to these vaccines and about all the shutdowns going on and the excuses of why. But, you know, Howie, I've known multiple people who have had COVID, and it's been nothing more than a very mild flu or a very heavy cold. But I've also known a bunch of people who have also gotten the vaccine and now have permanent damage because of them.
I know, but you could say the same thing about any disease, though, right? Heart disease, cancer. Some people have skin. I've had skin cancer. It hasn't killed me. Other people get cancer and they're dead within weeks. I mean, you could say the same thing about anything. You don't shut down society for any other malady. And this is much milder than most diseases.
That's right. And we're dealing with a vaccine that they're pushing on our kids, and we do not know. It's unprecedented that they're pushing vaccines that are not really fully tested on society, and they're pushing so hard.
I know. I'm looking at this poll that came out in the Wall Street Journal today, and they have new pollsters, and I guess they're pretty good. They're Democrat Republican pollsters. Who've worked for Biden and for Trump in the past. And I was surprised. Do you favor or oppose a federal mandate requiring workers at companies with 100 or more people? Favor 50%, oppose 47%. I can't believe that's true. I can't believe that, even a bare majority of people are in favor of a mandate for companies. State and local mandates for employees favor 55%, oppose 44%. I'm against that, too. I oppose that totally. But the ones that really drive me crazy here, Mary, and I think you'll be surprised, too. Do you favor schools requiring kids ages 12 and over to be vaccinated? Favor 51%, oppose 45%, and requiring kids 5 to 11 to be vaccinated to go to school, it's split evenly, 48-48. Mary, there's no evidence, there's no statistics, there's no data saying kids are being killed by COVID-19.
They are not.
So why is half the country still saying, to me, that tells me half the country doesn't know what this disease does or doesn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. But when I'm seeing more people being harmed by the vaccine, I'm worried.
Yeah. I am too. I got my flu shot today, I thought maybe someone would make a pitch in the office. Say, why don't you get your booster shot? And I wasn't getting a booster shot under any circumstances, because again, I know the odds are good that nothing will happen to me. But I was just thinking of Russian roulette. I mean, how many times do you play it? I took two shots. Everything was okay. I took a shingle shot and got a little bit sick last spring, and now I don't want to get another shingle shot. I wasn't even that crazy about getting a flu shot. And I've gotten a flu shot for the last 20, 25 years just because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to miss any days from the show. It's expensive to the company, but I also just don't like to miss any time. And suddenly I'm just thinking to myself, you know, why am I getting the flu shot? I got it. And I'm okay. I'm not even sore. But, you know, I don't think they're telling us the truth about this, any of this anymore. I have lost my confidence in experts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We got a call yesterday from a guy named Josh. He said he was a lefty, but he wanted everybody to know about this bill, H.R. 550, which he didn't much like. And the more I read about it, the less I liked it myself. I regret that I didn't know about it before. But it basically provided funding for what appears to be a national vaccine database that would allow the federal government to track and possibly, they say that they deny this, of course, but possibly punish unvaccinated citizens. And 80 Republican members of the House voted for this this legislation. And there's language in the bill that authorizes grants to improve the, quote, secure bidirectional exchange of immunization. That means, I guess, they exchange it. Among federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial government entities and non-governmental entities. Bill author Annie Custer of New Hampshire, you know her, stated in a press release that H.R. 550 would, quote, enhance security of the bidirectional exchange, but also says that the systems could also be used, and this is what seems ominous, to, quote, remind patients when they are due for a recommended vaccine. Recommended. How about order for a mandated vaccine? Let's substitute those two words. So joining us now on the line to discuss this situation, it's passed by the House, but it's going to the Senate now. And as we know, the Senate's cutting deals, and they approved Rachel Rollins as the new U.S. attorney today for Massachusetts. So they're gonna increase the debt ceiling and all that. So they're playing. Mitch McConnell is playing footsie with Chuck Schumer. Joining us now on the line is Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina. Thanks for being with us today, Congressman.
My pleasure, Howard. Glad to be here.
How worried should we be about this H.R. 550?
Now, it's just another boondoggle. I mean, 550 is nothing more than a $400 million, they say, over 5 years. But, it would take a life of its own, as most of these programs are. I don't know how any Republican voted for this monstrosity. And, you know, you quoted some things out of it, you know, the awarding the grants and cooperative agreements that's got things like supporting and training immunization information systems. What does that mean? It's got things like supporting expansion of capabilities of immunization information. Somebody explain, what does that mean? It's just vague language. People have more information on when they buy a toaster than they do when they, if they signed and supported this bill. This was the easiest no vote. And for Republicans to help Democrats pass this boondoggle is crazy. And it makes no sense, particularly when we're in the debt situation that this country and nation is facing right now.
We all those of us who remember the Patriot Act, we remember how that was promoted as just a way to go after these evil foreign terrorists. And we're going to have some secret courts, but we could trust the federal government to do the right thing, and they'd never go after Americans, and they'd never fabricate data to go after us. They'd never wiretap any American citizens, and it all turned out to be untrue. I mean, how could you trust the federal government with this kind of information, knowing what we know about the federal government? And I don't say that as a conservative. I say that as someone who has his eyes wide open. I think anybody would be concerned about this kind of database being set up.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can use it whichever way they please. And get this, the secretary could waive basically any requirement in this and do as they wish with the information that's gathered. I mean, it makes no sense. And it's, of course, nothing in this administration makes sense. Everything out here is spending our tax money for things like this that they can control and give away to their party for political reasons. And, you know, this, the mandates that they have with COVID don't make any sense. the way they're doing it, I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah, how about Fauci today saying, well, he understands people, want to have free will, but they're bigger fish to fry, basically. I mean, can you how the hell can this guy stay in the job? He doesn't believe in the Constitution.
He believes in science, but he believes in political science. He's a political animal. He's saying what he's told to say, and he shouldn't be there. He should have been fired day one. I think had the Trump administration continued, he wouldn't be there, because he's just a political hack. And it's the American people deserve better than this. It shocks me again that we've got Republicans passing Democrat bills that are nothing but having the government dictate to the American people. We're losing our freedoms, Howie, by the day with this administration. And it's like I said, it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious.
And then I read Dan Crenshaw here from Texas. He voted for this national vaccine database, and so he's asked about it at some gathering in Texas. And he says, we have grifters in our midst, not here in this room. I mean, in the conservative movement. So is he accusing the people in, like, say, the House Freedom Caucus of being grifters for being opposed to this?
Yeah, he said we didn't speak the truth. I mean, Freedom Caucus, I've been a member since I got here. This is the most conservative, trustworthy group of people. And yes, we're going to rock the boat. I think the country is in trouble, Howie. I think the country is in debt to $29 trillion. I think the country is having China and Russia basically take over. And, you know, I just disagree with him. I'm not up here just to take a pass on everything and let these lunatics do what they want to do. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, is the way that they're spinning this country into an abyss that I don't know whether we can come out. But I can tell you this, if you're not voting for bills like this, this vague document of a bill that should never have been submitted. And I would challenge him to look at the details of the bill and justify it. I don't think anybody can do it.
And then they're going to exchange, this is again from the language in the bill itself, it would exchange immunization record data among these various entities, including non-government entities. And again, I'm just thinking of the Patriot Act when, you know, during the Russian collusion hoax, you know this, Congressman Norman, they were, Comey and Brennan and Clapper and the rest of them were letting the Hillary Clinton campaign operatives dip in to the NSA records. I mean, that was what that admiral, they got rid of him after he put an end to it. I mean, we don't know who's going to be using this data, do we? I mean, we don't know who's using the phone taps and the text messages and the cell phone records. How the hell do we know who's going to be using this?
I tell you the other thing, too, that baffles me of anybody voting for this is look at the trial lawyers that would jump all over this. You know HIPAA laws.
That's just what I was going to think of. Yeah, HIPAA.
Yeah, you can't do that. And so it's a fertile ground to have lawsuits. And I tell you, the way this bill is written, the vagueness of it, it baffles me anybody supporting it. And it's we're losing our freedoms through bills like this, and Republicans have no business helping Democrats pass it. I don't know of anything good that's come out of this administration for the 12 months they've been in office. This surely is not one of them. And you don't spend taxpayers' money on vaguely written documents like this. You just don't do it. And we're not ever going to get on a financial a firm financial footing unless we start stopping things like this.
Is there any chance this can be stopped in the Senate? I know Manchin, I read a story today that, he says he's against these vaccine mandates. I mean, this is just another variation on vaccine mandates. Can any of the Democrats, Sinema or Manchin or one of them be turned around on this?
Well, I hope so. But, I mean, the silver lining, the bright light is maybe your listeners in the individual states will call their individual senators and say, we don't want this. This is just another overreach of the federal government. And tell them why. This is so simple to oppose. And I will give the Democrats credit. They do name bills. I mean, who would vote for Immunization Modernization Infrastructure Act? The title in and of itself it sounds good. But, you know, this is poison that we shouldn't be taking. And they name all these bills where you think it's you're voting against American people, voting against the American flag and apple pie. It's not the case.
In Massachusetts, they want to give illegal aliens driver's licenses, and they call it the Secure Communities Act. When it's exactly the opposite. You know, or the Affordable Care Act, you know, making medical care insurance unaffordable was the Affordable Care Act. You're right. Yeah. They have a genius for this.
Yeah, and you keep your own doctor. I mean, it's crazy. It blows my mind that what this administration is coming up with on a daily basis. This was so easy, like falling off a chair, not to vote for and defeat it, not help Democrats pass spending bills. There's no offsets. If you did like the bill, where are the offsets, the cuts to pay for it? We're not even having those discussions. No family, no business would ever do this because you'd go broke. And that's just what the government is doing to America. We're going broke.
Crenshaw says it is explicitly designed to improve data security and privacy protection. Kind of like the Patriot Act and the FISA courts, right?
Yeah. Look at the violations that occurred on innocent Americans, a la Hillary Clinton, a la Brennan, and that whole cabal.
I know. I don't want to give them any more power. The founding fathers were right. You know, you've got to put in safeguards at every level to stop this kind of overreach. There's always another Fauci warming up in the bullpen, another Hillary Clinton, another John Brennan, another James Comey. I'm sorry I'm lecturing. I know to the converted, and you're the guest, but I mean, it's just this is crazy. I can't believe all these Republicans voted for this. Can you guys send us a roll call vote on this so that we can just tweet it out?
Have your office. Absolutely, I'll send you the 880 to. I guess they've got your contact. I'll send it out. I've got the list now of all the ones that it passed 294 to 130, 80 Republicans. I'll get you that list. And people, ought to hear from them. I mean, the public, I can't imagine anybody that is a rational thinker would not disagree with this thing passing. But, no, I'd be glad to get you
Okay. Thank you, Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina. I appreciate you being on with us, and get that to Taylor if you could. Would appreciate it, and we'll tweet out the roll call vote on that so you can see how wherever you are, even if you're not in New England, you got a Republican congressman. See if he voted for this thing, a national vaccine database. What could possibly go wrong, right? Thank you, Representative Norman. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. Representative Norman just said it's $29 trillion as of today. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
High gas prices, inflation surges, and a supply chain crisis won't keep Howie from having a great holiday.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K.
Merry Christmas from Howie Carr. he's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
We just tweeted out the roll call vote on H.R. 550. So you can see it's all a Democrat. If you got a Democrat rep, they voted for it. All of them, 100%. But what's disappointing is that there were 80 Republicans out of, so, I don't know, 40% of the Republican members of the House of Representatives voted for this. And it's just, it's not, I don't know. I don't know how. Anyone who's been paying attention to the Russian collusion hoax and how the Patriot Act was has been misused by the deep state and abused and become a tool of the Democrat Party to enforce their authoritarian rule and violate the civil liberties of all Americans. How could you vote for this thing? I mean, I don't care what you know, how vanilla they make it sound. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. Howie, you just used the word trust, and that's the very word I wanted to grab on. If there's an altercation in the Ukraine with the United States, what do you think the allies are going to do? Do you think they trust us after what we did in Afghanistan?
Well, you know, I obviously the answer is no, but what are they going to do? They're talking, we're going to mobilize NATO. Who does NATO rely on increasingly for their energy sources? And the winter is coming on, Jay. Do you think Russia kind of has them over a barrel like Germany? Where is Germany going to get their energy? They've shut down all their nuclear power plants. They have to rely on France for nuclear power because France hasn't been as insane as Germany has. So Germany's not going to help us. That's the biggest power in Europe, right? We'd be by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not happening. All right. You know? It's we're really over a barrel. That there's nothing Joe Biden could do. I mean, talk about and you know, wouldn't it be nice to know what was really said at that Zoom conference call or whatever you want to call it? I mean, they're not releasing anything for obvious reasons, and Biden hasn't been out for 2 days because they can't trust him in a situation like this, where he could say something stupid and it might have terrible consequences rather than just producing some comic gold for the Howie Carr Show and the Grace Curley Show. This is from Michael Goodwin in the New York Post. Our adversaries have clear goals and iron fists. We have a fumbling, mumbling president who leads an alliance of largely disarmed welfare states, formerly known as NATO. Our military is a woke but sleeping giant. Robust diplomacy.
We'll have the cuts later, but Joe Biden today said, we are the United States of America.
That's why he shouldn't have been out. I mean, it's, again, I'm glad we have that sound. The United Stake?
United Stake of America.
Ribeye? Sirloin?
Porterhouse.
Yikes. The United Stake. Oh, Lord. In total, Europe gets about 35% of its gas from Russia, which makes Germany and the others in NATO unreliable partners, even for imposing sanctions. Yeah, I know. Wouldn't we be in a stronger position if we were still energy independent rather than asking OPEC, of which Russia is a member, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, to help us out because we're cutting our own throats by cutting back energy production in the U.S. Does it make any sense? Does any of this make any sense? I'm Howie Carr.